The Texas-based Sable Offshore Corporation began pumping oil off the California coast a day after U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, citing national security concerns, directed the company to restart oil facilities tied to the Santa Ynez unit near Santa Barbara. The system includes three offshore platforms, pipelines, and the Las Flores Canyon processing facility, which federal officials say could produce about 50,000 barrels of oil per day. Wright's order came after President Donald Trump signed an executive order expanding the Energy Department's authority under the Defense Production Act, paving the way for Wright's directive. Federal officials cited the war on Iran as justification, which has disrupted global oil tanker traffic. In a statement, Wright said, quote, "Today's bill will strengthen America's oil supply and restore a pipeline system vital to our national security and defense." The Energy Department said restarting the system would reduce reliance on imported oil and help address supply disruptions, noting that much of California's crude arrives from overseas through the Strait of Hormuz. But Brady Bradshaw, senior ocean campaigner with the Center for Biological Diversity, said the oil infrastructure in question was unlikely to make a difference.
We have no evidence that this is going to contribute at all to national security. I think the basis is that it would potentially, theoretically, increase California's production. But, you know, this restart would only account for about 0.05%. of oil, consumption in California, but you know we're not even sure it's going to end up in California at all anyway. So this is really about granting a Texas company the opportunity to extract oil in California and sell it on the global market.
Bradshaw noted the recent order was only part of an ongoing battle between Sable and the state over reactivating the oil platforms.
The California State Fire Marshal is a state regulator in charge of pipeline safety, and they informed Sable that the pipeline needs additional repairs before it can restart. And Trump shrugged that off, and Sable said, we just need to restart. And so they went to PHMSA, the federal pipeline regulator, and asked to reclassify the pipeline as interstate, which federal regulator didn't think twice about and just granted this oil company this interstate classification. So it sort of set off the first step of claiming that the federal government has authority over this project. And executive order came later on, but basically was a way that the federal government claimed that California law no longer matters, and they're ordering this facility to restart under the guise of national security.
The infrastructure has been largely offline since the 2015 Refugio oil spill. That was one of the worst spills in California history. It released an estimated 142,000 gallons of oil and fouled an ecologically sensitive and diverse stretch of the Santa Barbara coastline. Sable purchased the platforms, pipelines, and an onshore processing facility in 2024, and among other obstacles to reactivating the oil system, has since faced an $18 million fine from the California Coastal Commission, a criminal complaint from the Santa Barbara County District Attorney, and a lawsuit from the State Attorney General's office. The Trump administration has been pushing aggressively to open California's coast to offshore oil drilling. Last year, the Department of the Interior began rolling back rules against offshore drilling, and earlier this year, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management launched an environmental review process for potential lease sales along the coast. California state officials were quick to condemn the action. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, "Donald Trump started a war, admitted it would spike gas prices nationwide, and told Americans it was a small price to pay. Now he's using this crisis of his own making to attempt what he's wanted to do for years, open California's coast for his oil industry friends so they can poison our beaches." California Attorney General Rob Bonta vowed to fight the federal directive activating Sable's oil platforms.
"We think that Trump's actions are another and the latest brazen abuse of power. He's attempting to seize exclusive federal control over two of California's onshore pipelines, intrastate pipelines, and we're not going to stand by as this administration continues its unlawful all-out assault on California and on our coastlines. And we are considering all of our legal options, and we are prepared to act quickly to stop the inappropriate conduct of this Trump administration.
In a statement, Sable CEO Jim Flores said, quote, Sable Offshore is putting California consumers first by increasing domestic supply of crude oil into the California market by approximately 17%, and we look forward to continuing to execute as so ordered by the Defense Production Act. But critics argue restarting the pipeline will not lower gas prices, which have climbed to roughly $5.50 per gallon in California, as oil is priced on the global market. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.